You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
About us, won't you? But don't change a single thing we're doing. Go hard, my G. That's all there is to it. My load, too much heat is on me. La. You know on the beat. Let's soldier. Come round and let's eat. Ooh, cut a key up. Break bread with the team. Much heat is on me, la. Stress me, but you won't best me, no. Things getting real messy, so okay. Dreams, I'm a dreamer. Need, I really need ya. Stress me, but you won't best me, no. Looking like I'm all missing a circle. Dreams, I'm a dreamer. Need, I really need ya.
Get in.
Made me feel some type of way. Damn, I think I need a hotline. Get my head right, then I'm off to the cave. Made me feel some type of way. Damn, I think I need a hotline. Get my head right, then okay. Say what you think about us, won't you? But don't change a single thing we're doing. Go hard, my G. That's all there is to it. My load, too much heat is on me, la. Boot hill on the beat. Let's soldier. Me, no way. Things getting real messy, so okay. Dreams, I'm a dreamer. Need, I really need ya.
No ice on my wrist. Tell them bring the kids, put the ice in the fridge. Send them down road for the $5 chips. BYO, got the Andy on zip. It's what it is. Tell them what's good. We don't hurt some kids. Time cuz, but he out on the piss. Got it on lock, can't break this. Stuck here turning pages.
Say what you think about us, were you? But don't change a single thing we do it. Go hard, my G. That's all there is to it. My love, too much heat is on me, la.
Get in.
That is Fable with Karakia. Kia ora, Fable. How are you?
Morena. I'm good, thank you.
Hey, it's nice to be able to chat to you, even if it can't be in the studio, as it normally would be. I'm very pleased that you have put out a new track. We've played Karakia a lot. Like, I think that's one of our most played songs, I would hazard a guess at, in the last few months since you released it. And now we've got a new one called Let Me In. How has it been for you in the last wee while since we spoke? What have you been getting up to?
It's been good. Pretty much just working on the next little project and stuff coming up. hopefully October.
Awesome.
So that's been like my main focus, but other than that, just trying to enjoy lockdown somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been good.
Tell us a little bit about Let Me In. I see you've referred to it as like space reggae, which I think is a great and very intriguing premise to start off from there. What was going on for you when you were writing this track?
Credit to my good longtime friend / producer, formerly known as 24/7, but now goes by Fluwu. He's pretty much I consider him like one of the best producers coming out of Oxford or at the moment, and he's just like very innovative and creative and real experimental. So he pretty much sent that to me a while ago. We made the song a while ago, and we just didn't even know how to categorize it really.
Mm-hmm.
We were just listening to it, and that's sort of where the visual of the cup of tea, the spinning cup of tea in space came from. It's a space reggae.
It's a nice image, and it's got a sort of hominess. Like, as you say, so many people have like very strong associations with reggae and reggae like adjacent music that goes deep into like childhood and family and those kind of connections, and that's something that you actually touch on often in your writing and in your work, especially, I mean, Karakia, listening to that. Who are the tamariki at the start of that track?
So that's actually my little sister and my daughter that they're singing, or they're doing a little karakia mokukai before having dinner, and I just thought it was such like a homely moment that I really wanted to capture it and put it in a song. I'll be able to use that in a song. So yeah, so it's also a big reason why I love that song as well.
It's a really, really special track, and it's constantly fitting. It feels like a real mantra for kind of dealing with the sort of like shit of racism and other, you know, hard out stuff that gets thrown around. What was going on for you when you wrote Karakia? Because it's quite a personal sort of feeling that comes out of that song, but it feels like something a lot of people have resonated with.
Yeah. I mean, I think around the time that I wrote it was right when Rawiri Waititi was he got kicked out of parliament for speaking out against some of the racial sort of profiling and some of the racial attacks against Māori, when all he was trying to do was speak up about Māori issues, you know. I mean, that's the purpose of, that's his, you know, like take, that's the reason why he's at parliament, is to speak on behalf of Māori, and to be kicked out, and, you know, to not be heard and recognized. I wanted to be able to portray that in a song, but in a way that is authentic to like my individual self, because just like true to my own style of music, but I fully support the efforts that our rangatira are trying to make to improve Māori relations and Māori culture and all of that stuff, that good stuff, that's all that change that needs to be, you know, happening in action. So that was sort of to do my part, I guess, and yeah.
Music's a big part of that process as well. I mean, it's always been a big part of that process. How do you feel your work sits? Is it something that you do for yourself? Do you do it for your community? Or are you just writing without really thinking about who's going to receive it?
I think, I mean, there's a lot of underlying community and culture focus around a lot of my music, and I think that's just comes from, like, being Māori and, like, having grown up in that sort of, like, real family-orientated space. And because family's important to everyone, you know, not just, like, all cultures. And that's, like, a big part of my music, and one of the, like, big messages I always, like, I think I'll forever try, like, weave into, like, my music is the importance of being connected and having a community, and being able to speak on that is important for all artists, or all people with influence, I guess.
The thing, one of the things I love about your music is it is very you. Every time I hear it, I'm like, this is a Fable track, 100%. But also, I mean, there's no one else that really sounds like what you're making at the moment. Do you listen much when you're writing, or do you like go out to seek new sounds when you're making tracks, or is it something that you just you know, collaborate, as you were saying, with your peers and hear what they've been listening to when you're putting a song together?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, we always whenever I'm making music, and I'm making music with like all my close friends or people that I really trust, we're always trying to make stuff that hasn't been made before, and really trying to push the boundaries on what music in New Zealand can sound like and can be like, and what like Māori music can be like as well, because I consider my music Māori music and a Māori artist, and I think with that in play, we're always trying to push the boundaries and make something that's new and hopefully inspiring other people to make new music or try new things or even listen to new music. That's like a big part of our music making process anyway. But yeah, I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it totally does. Yeah, it totally does. Tell us a little bit more about Let Me In, the new single. What's this track about for you, Fable?
To be honest, it's like, was like a typical, I guess, love song in a way, homely love song. Yeah, I think it ties in a bit to the upcoming project. In terms of, I don't know if I can explain it without giving away some of the project.
But, keep your secrets if you need to.
But yeah, I mean, it ties in heaps to this upcoming project that is a lot about embracing culture, and sort of weaves in the past couple songs and meaning of, yeah, like we've been talking about community and connectedness and acceptance. So there's just some of the key things going on. It's going to be coming up anyway in the next couple months.
I'm excited to hear that, and excited to hear that there's a longer body of work on the way. We'll definitely be keeping our ears out on that one. In the meantime, though, this is a brilliant new single, and I reckon we should probably have a listen to it now. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Fable. It's always a pleasure to have a kōrero. I hope you're keeping well in your bubble, and hopefully we'll see you in the studio soon.
Thank you. Kia ora.
On your mind, get it off your chest. Oh, here we go. Where to? Nobody knows. Cause I meant it all, you know, heaven sent. So come on, ooh, just let me in. Thank you. what you want and what you after. Talk with me over a cuppa. Couple things I need to ask ya. Recipes for disaster. Warm me up just like December. Found my heart, returned to sender. Hold the fort, you know I'll wait up. Need you or I need you now. Ooh, just let me in. Come on. Ooh, let me in. Come on. Ooh, just let me in. Come on. Ooh, you have been sent.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.